I was a latchkey kid, just like the rest of my generation. I never had much going on. I only avoided my parents because they were so fucked up. And then as the time passed, I got my hands on a computer. And after I got the computer for a while, I began to get a little stronger. I began to realize what was going on and what was happening. And after that, I began to realize that there's more freaks out there than there were normal people. And after all the normal people kind of realized that there's more freaks than them, then they started getting afraid. So then I started talking to these guys and organizing them in large sections and groups and counterculture movements. And now I get to spew my guts out all over the radio every fucking week at Monday night, because my name is Sean Kennedy and I am the fucking man.
You're about to listen to the Sean Kennedy Show on Ranch Radio. Email your opinions to theman@ranchradio.com or to Samarian at info@ranchradio.com. And now, here's the man, Sean Kennedy!
Getting those levels or what? How are we doing on that?
Oh, yeah. Levels are there.
Okay. Looks very, very good. Hello, all you wogs out there in Wogland. It's time for the Sean Kennedy Show. I'm your host, Sean Kennedy. And this is episode 13. Our theme tonight is beating the core political at their own game. Which, well,
they're pretty good at their own game.
They're pretty good at their own game. But I was wondering about the core political's own game, you know? There's a little bit of Sun Tzu, Art of War.
Oh, okay.
Art of War, Sun Tzu, where he talks about if you know your enemy. Actually, well, what he says is, if you know your enemy and you know yourself, you've got a 100% chance of success.
If for sure.
If you know yourself and you don't know your enemy, you've got a 50% chance of success. But if you don't know yourself and you don't know your enemy,
you're fucked.
How can you hope to succeed? So that's something to do with beating the core political. We'll get into that a little bit later on, right after I teach this spell checker that core political is not actually wrong in my actual layout spelling.
Teach it.
So, first of all, you are free to distribute all forms of this broadcast. You are free to copy it, hand it out, give it to people you don't know, spam it on AOL lists, leave it inside little kids' tape recorders, hack it, put it inside of a Furby so it starts screaming my voice. All that's well and good. You're completely free to do your thing. Going through the RC.
Yes.
Because these are the people who showed up in the RC. Now,
and we love them all.
We love them. It gives me such a thrill to watch the little skull bar happen. And I change my resolution so it gets even smaller, so I need more people to
make a scroll bar on the screen.
If everyone within the sound of my voice would just join the RC.
Touch this screen.
Touch that fucking screen. African love turtle. Touch your screen, African love turtle. Touch it. I know if you're touching it. Touch it. Touch it now.
You're filthy.
It puts the turtle on its skin or it gets the hose again. Smokehouse, Snake, African Love Turtle, Artemis, Oral Sex, Breaker One, Kleinkom, Counter Sync, Dark Hound, Delamorta, Dr. Zodiac, Decker Case, Fight the Power, Frozen Fox, Gorka, Griffin, Half Elf, Hybrid Theory, JoJo Away, Kexler, Crazy Fuck, Leshek, Lentium, Melancholic Mr. Echo, No Deal, Ness, Neuralize, Paradox, Psycho Wolf Up, Ratfucker, Rotor, Roto, Soab, Soldier, Sparky, Synthetic, Tantrix, Daude, Cheese, Templar Knight, Test Subject, Transistor, Trotsky, Zeros, Terrell, Gone, Zerstor, Pyro, and Laboratory Rats. That is the current IRC. Now, what I want to do is, after the halftime music, we're going to actually check how many listeners we have, so we can kind of treat that as like a scoring system, because not a lot of people...
We win!
Well, no, so that everyone knows what kind of a job they're doing.
Spreading the virus.
Infecting the world with the rant radio virus, and that way we kind of know which shows are really good and which ones are not. Of course, it'd be nice to know if there's a way we could see how many...
And we'll eventually just cut our show, because we suck so much.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, wait. No, that's... Was she a great big fat girl? How did they get into the IRC?
Well, they can go through the web page and click on chat, or they can download an IRC client and go to the other side servers and go to the Rant Radio channel, and they can talk with all the other crazy people who listen to our show. And believe me, there's a lot of people here to talk to.
Yeah, it's very.
And they're
very
here
cool.
All the time too.
They are here.
Don't just leave. They don't just come for the show. They're here all the time.
In the Rant Radio channel.
Yes.
Special shout out tonight. A hello goes to those guys who will be listening to this at Pyro's house while playing Gran Turismo 3.
All right. So we're the soundtrack to Gran Turismo 3 tonight,
Gran Turismo 3. So, like, everyone, wipe out and say, WOG! They should all be WOG racers, racing for WOG power. And it's very, very cool. So those everyone's all going to be showing up. Who is it? Whose house are they at? They're at Pyro's house.
Pyro.
And it's a listening party. If you have a listening party you want me to send shouts out to, cool. And you can sit around and play Gran Turismo 3, which is where I learned how to drive. Was Gran Turismo 3.
He's not kidding.
No, yeah. I'm very aggressive. I don't have accidents.
It's just really aggressive.
I'm very aggressive when I drive, so that's really cool.
Stay out of BC.
if you would like to get in touch with us here, you can get talk to Sim at info@rantradio.com.
Or Sean at theman@rantradio.com.
Wow, there's a lot. There's too many ats there.
At.
Sean at, and here at rantradio. If you want to send me an email, it's theman@rantradio.com, and I will be trying to. Actually, I do answer the emails, even if it's just like a couple of incoherent vowels, and then I hit reply.
There it is. It will come back to you.
There's someone who should.
By Sean.
Someone who should actually get in touch with Sam at info@rantradio.com is Leshek. Leshek, you're scaring me. The guy sends me, like, the most pertinent stuff in the galaxy. He sends me huge stuff, like these massive emails about these political views and really, really good stuff, far better than a lot of stuff I say. So I'm thinking that, Leshek, you should get your own show on the go.
Yeah, if you have enough to say.
Dude, like, you, any one of those emails you've sent me would have been more than a perfect show. So this is me telling everyone to tell Shrek, pardon me, Leshek, to get on the air, dude, because... you know, the internet radio, just like what that ad says, is that we need to make sure that everyone
more power
gets dialed in with that. We need to have more people willing to stand up and say stuff. Don't just wait for me to, you know, I'm some guy. Just go and do it yourself. Like, don't just hang out. So
Leshek, more airtime.
Leshek, go do it.
Do it.
Now I can't have coffee anymore.
Oh no.
No, it's bad.
What's going to keep you going, Sean?
Well, see, the problem is people are like, what? What do you mean you can't have coffee?
That's your main fuel.
I've got some stress in my life right now, which I can't talk about. But
talk about it.
No, I can't. What part of can't talk about it?
Can't.
No, the thing is that it's really, really stressful right now for me. And I got up in the morning and I was feeling okay. You know, in the morning you're okay with a little bit of stress.
Yeah.
Then I'd go have a coffee. And about, I didn't see the correlations. 30 minutes later, I start getting really, 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 really panicky and hyperventilating. And then you know how you get really concerned about everything until it feels like somebody hit you in the face with a pillow. And you're not thinking about anything. You're just sort of sitting there and you can't remember what you're doing for more than 2 or 3 seconds at a time.
Yeah.
Staring at the walls. And then I would get really tired, like I'd have to go to sleep now. That's
all bad.
Yeah,
I talked to
Ronan Medic. He was saying, yeah, do you get heart pain when that happens? And I said, no. He said, okay, well, that's good. You don't have angina, so that's good. That's stress. That's a panic attack. You have to...
me, record show. Sean says so, Leshek.
Me, record. Yeah, that's right. Send more listeners. I'm thinking that, you know, a lot of people may actually get themselves into a caffeine problem. And I would not want to breed people who are listeners into a caffeine addiction. Caffeine addiction is a scary thing. It's a real thing. Seriously,
yes.
It's a real thing.
People out there drink like 2 liters a day
of
something.
Yeah, you bet. Or they get into the Starbucks, and, you know, Starbucks isn't slowing you down. They want that caffeine addiction. So you got to be careful of caffeine addiction. There's pops out there, Jolt Cola. Honestly, caffeine addiction can be a real problem. Try this instead, okay? Pour 2 ounces of scotch into a Collins glass, okay? Then add 2 or 3 ice cubes on top of it off with ginger ale or half ginger ale and half club soda. With half a lime, this becomes a Mammy Taylor. And that's a Mammy Taylor is the drink of the night. Mammy who? I don't know. According to Albert Stephen Crockett's Old Waldorf Bars Days, this is some book.
Say that again.
Old Waldorf Bar Days.
There you go.
I'm possessed by Wally the Walrus. The recipe appeared in the New York Herald, sometime around 1900. But either Crockett didn't know who Miss Taylor was, or he assumed that everybody else did, because he never actually identified who the hell Mammy Taylor was.
It's lost forever.
Well, Mammy Taylor is actually General Mammy Taylor of the WOG Armada. So she was actually one of the original WOG generals sent here to, breed more WOGs. That was the whole point. So the drink of the night is the Mammy Taylor. 2 ounces of scotch into a Collins glass, add 2 or 3 ice cubes, top it off with ginger ale or half ginger ale, half club soda. I like ginger ale myself. So that's your Mammy Taylor. The drink. Don't forget the lime. The drink of the night. Reader mail! What reader mail did I get?
Reader mail.
Check this out. Hi, Sean. Just
just to say, love the show. Was listening to the What the Hell Show archives. Was really pissed off when it came to an end, which staggers me. I was listening to it back to back while cutting the heads off of pictures of my parents.
That's what it would do to me too.
Yeah, absolutely. Glad to hear you were going. That you are going from strength to strength with your own show. Unfortunately, I'm stuck listening to your archives, and the show goes out about 2 a.m. my time, and I have to work the next day. So kick Sim's arse till he gets his archives up to date.
What? They're all up to date. They're up the next day, you
great
monkey.
Great. It's a female monkey.
Female monkey.
Monkey. Great now that Vegan Mafia will want my head. Yeah, the Vegan Mafia. Got to watch out for those because
she does listen to the show.
Drive-by fruiting. Although for a show,
she's from North America.
No, she's British.
Oh.
I just don't understand any accent.
Although if you show some time, if you can cover already,
I thought, I get it. I see this documentary about suicide bombers. It's pretty freaky for two reasons. Firstly, I found myself understanding these guys and even sympathizing. Don't get me wrong, 911 was fucking bad. I truly feel for these people who died. If giving my life would have saved them, I would have given it. But I can see how your country is being screwed over in your eyes. And incidentally, it's not my country.
It's my country.
It's kind of my continent. But anyway, by someone with so much more power than you. You could see this as the only way to hit back. Secondly, they had an 8-year-old girl on the program. She was from Palestine. There was a story goes that one day she wrote a note to her mother, explained that basically, I blame Dak. I blame Dak for my overusage of that word. And she was tired of Israel shooting and shit of her house, and that she was going to take at least one with her, even if she knew she'd die herself. She took a carving knife and headed out, but somehow her mother stopped her. I mean, fuck, the girl's 8 years old, for fuck's sake. I figure she lived in a culture. Either she lived in a culture. Oh, I guess she ended it there.
Yeah.
So much for being brief. Yes, got many UK listeners. Never heard you mention. And yes, I do have some UK listeners. Happy trails, Twig. That's from Twig. So shouts to Twig. The suicide bombing thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to go on record for what I feel about the whole Israel-Palestine thing.
Okay. Here it is. The official statement from Sean Kennedy.
Now, the way I see it.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that back in the 40s. Okay. I'm only going to go back to the 40s because I don't do that 3,000 years old shit.
That's way too far.
Okay. Fuck all that. All right.
Your great, 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 great grandfather.
Okay, here we go. It's like this. Okay. There was the Holocaust. Everyone got real pissed off. Okay, because, you know, the Nazis were killing all the Hebes.
Kind of bad, yeah.
And it was a bad thing. So they got all the Hebes together that were left.
Yeah.
And they dropped them. They took this area of land from, I believe, Palestine and the Arabs and everybody. And they said, right, boonk, there's
Israel.
You live
here.
You live fucking here. All right? Deal with it. And Israel has been fucking fighting ever since. Everybody has been on up Israel's ass about everything. Then along comes the Six-Day War, where everybody attacked Israel. Let me say that again. Three countries attacked Israel.
Whoa.
Okay. Three countries attacked Israel. The air war was over in an hour.
Yeah.
Israel kicked everybody's ass and took over Egypt.
Oh, whoa.
So fuck you, bitch. Okay, that was Israel's stance. Okay. Now, I don't know why Israel gave Egypt back. I don't know why I would have done that. But now they're saying, oh, they're bullies. Palestine. You're the ones who've been fucking throwing rocks and shit at Israel. You're the guys who attacked them.
Yeah.
They got jumped on. Well, they're occupying our land. Two words, baby. Conquered people.
Yeah.
I personally think Sharon should roll on Palestine and fuck those guys. Fuck them. You know what? I mean, well, Israel's a bunch of bullies. I don't see them driving. They're strapping busloads of kids and blowing them up. Never hear about that shit. So, personally, I think Israel should just roll on Palestine and call it a fucking day. I mean, I know there's, of course, people are going to be,
Palestine wants to conquer them again.
Yeah, well, dude, okay, Palestine's just all fucked up. I mean, that whole thing is fucked up anyway. But, I mean, they got people in the church of, the manger of Christ and the shrine of Jesus and all this kind of stuff. Everybody's shooting everybody. It's all fucked up, okay? I mean, what are they going to do?
Pick a piece of land and stay there.
You know, seriously, and there's been a bunch of other stuff where Palestine want, Palestine, they were doing a peace process, and Palestine walked away from the table, and they wouldn't say why.
Yeah.
You know, they're not going to be happy until they get their fucking land back out of Israel.
No,
but it's like,
neither of them.
I'm like, fuck.
We both want it.
You know what's an interesting thing? I was talking to my dad the other day.
Yeah.
There's only 5 million people. Like, correct me if I'm wrong. If someone wants to send me an email and start me out on this issue, you go right ahead. Okay. But there's only 5 million Jews in Israel.
Really?
Yeah, there's only 5 million Jews.
That's
there's a million Arabs.
You think there'd be tons?
Yeah, yeah, but there's a million Arabs.
Okay.
And there's 5 million Jews.
Okay. Quite a
Now, they have the third largest army in the world, and arguably the best changed. Best trained army in the world.
So everyone's in the army then.
Yeah, but how are they paying for it? We're talking about a billion-dollar army here with 5 million people.
I don't know. What do they have there for resources?
Fuck all. They got dirt, and more dirt. As a matter of fact, they don't even have oil. They got shit for it. They got nothing. I don't know. I don't know how they're paying for it. Because you see, everyone knows Israel's got the best kit. They got state-of-the-art tanks. They got their troops are fucking kitted out.
Don't they have the most secure airlines, too?
Yeah.
Like, they've never had hijacking?
No. Israel's security is very serious.
Yeah.
Okay, do not fuck with Israeli security, okay?
They got locked down.
Dude. Yeah.
Not happening.
It's funny that a country that high security would create something like ICQ. I don't really understand that, but...
Yeah.
Well, whatever. So that's Sean's take on the whole Middle East thing. Israel, roll on Palestine. Next subject. What, you don't agree with that or what?
No, yeah, that's fine. Might makes right. Whatever happens,
Might
really.
Might makes right. Wow, I don't know if I agree with that. I just personally think that everyone's been trying to kick Israel's ass for so long. I'm just like, fuck, dude. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Fucking back down. I mean, people were blowing themselves up in my town. I'd be all pissed off.
Last time
we heard about an Israeli suicide bomber taking out a pizzeria. Fuck that.
Is there not enough land for everyone? No, we want that land.
No, we want that land.
That's
fuck
for Jesus. Why don't you just go there and holiday and worship, okay? Don't have to take it over.
Hey, get your filthy hands off my desert! You know, doesn't work,
my
right?
Dirt.
It doesn't work, guys. So, Cyber Wolverine sent in a remix of a rant, which we're going to play right now.
Uh-huh.
This is very cool. Cyber Wolverine is the shit, actually.
Oh, yeah. Good song.
Yeah. Who, I believe, he's up for digital baptism tonight as well.
Ooh. I was going to get dunked in the water.
Yes, and I've got a very special name for him, actually, tonight. So.
Oh, excellent.
Yes, I like it. So here's Cyber Wolverine's. We got that all good to go?
All right, it's good to go now.
Okay. Cyber Wolverine's rant on... it's my rant mixed with new tech, I guess. Is that... It's called new tech?
Well, the original rant is about new tech, I think.
I see.
And he remixed it.
Now, where can people get this? Is this available?
Well, they can record it right now. And
they can get it off the archive.
They can get it off the archives, and all this stuff will eventually be, in the next 10 years, available online through the FTP site.
Yeah, along with all the WOG photos, which are just WOG Mecha photos.
I'm collecting them. There's a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot of very sexy WOG Mecha photos. But anyway, here's new tech. Running like a maniac. Fear, uncertainty, and death. Fear the new tech. Oh my god, it's Skynet! We're gonna be put in camps. The machines are gonna kill us. Robots don't kill people. People kill people. Give me a fucking break. What?
No, hey, Ray Bradbury, why don't you just kind of relax, sit down, have a fucking sobe, and chill the fuck out, and let the young people deal with it, okay? It's our bivouac, we know what the fuck's going on. We're just, nobody's gonna sell. Robots don't kill people, people kill people. Okay, give me a fucking break. A robot's just a goddamn tool. Technology is a tool. Nanotech is one of the most exciting tools coming around the corner.
It's like, oh, no, we can't do that.
Well, what about the ethics of cloning? Don't clone babies, because then that's a cloned baby life. Fuck off, I have no time for that shit. I'm gonna grow mouse ears and human ears and fucking pig ears and whatever on gerbils and stitch them on other people's heads. Fucking A. I think it's great. Let's experiment till we're blue in the fucking mouth. And then we'll do skin dye tattoos and skin grafts and wet wiring and fucking implants and learning and externalized memory in the works. It'll be fucking great. Technology always emerging all the time. Fucking A! I'm gonna grow mouse ears and human ears and fucking pig ears and whatever on gerbils and stitch them on other people's heads. Fucking A!
Have the license, everything.
Make sure everything goes along in a nice, pre-digested sort of tablet pace so that we of the older generation can accept and deal with these new and somewhat exciting trends.
Oh, no, we can't do that.
Well, what about the ethics of cloning? Don't clone babies because then that's a cloned baby life.
I'm going to go mouse ears and human ears and fucking pig ears and whatever on gerbils.
Fud everywhere. Elmer E. Fud running around, running like a maniac. Fear, uncertainty, and death. Fear the new tech. I'm going to grow mouse ears and human ears and fucking pig ears and whatever on gerbils and stitch them on other people's heads. And we'll do skin dye tattoos and skin wraps and wet wiring and fucking implants and learning and externalized memory in the works. Hey, Bradbury, why don't you just kind of relax, sit down, have a fucking sobe, and chill the fuck out. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I'm the fucking man.
Broadcasting 24 hours a day, you're listening to Rant Radio.
How mighty is that? That's very, very mighty. That's
Hey, Ray Bradbury!
You know, it's funny because I don't actually remember a lot of what I say. Ask Smokehouse. Like, I change my mind daily. And he's on.
But, Sean, you said you were my friend.
Shut up.
No,
oh,
seriously.
Not today.
Not today. Not today. Not this Sean. Sean not here. Sean gone.
Yeah, no, it's funny. So when I listen to the rants, and I've done so goddamn many of them, that, you know, people go and they remix them and stuff. It's very funny. I was found myself laughing. Hey, Ray Bradbury, have a sobe. You know, I'm like,
awesome song there.
Yeah, that's a very cool, very cool techno in the background.
Awesome song, Wolverine.
That's like one of the best remixes.
Do more.
Do more. Yeah, do all of them. Yeah, there you go. Now
do
you got
all
them. That gives you a hobby. Hybrid Theory has the Sean K skin for Half-Life, and now he has the Sumerian skin.
Danger.
Which is so that
it's
you can...
awesome, though.
Yeah, it's very cool. So you can run around with Sean K as your guy and go kick ass and take names. I'm sure Wildcard... In case anyone's wondering, Wildcard runs the top Half-Life server in the world at feedtheneed.com. Very cool guy. Good friend of mine. And Skookum, dude, and you should fucking... He's got some... Oh, I won't say that. But I find myself hungry after hanging out with him.
Yum, yum, yum.
Yum, yum, yum. And very cool guy. But yeah, seriously, feedtheneed.net.
And there in the IRC is where to download the skin, so you can actually put it on Counter-Strike and play with Sean K.
There you go.
That's
so
on the Rant Radio, so it's nice and
everyone
fast.
Will be like, who the fuck is this Sean K thing? And I'll just be like, yeah, bitch. There's also people who have been doing... did you get voltage?
Yes,
from your...
I was rubbing my feet on my plastic mat, holding my
microphone,
microphone.
And it shot you in the face.
Yes,
way
it
to
did.
Go. Money shot from microphone, film at 11. I had a fucked up dream the other night. Dude.
Really?
Oh, man.
What was it about?
Well, I've been really stressed out lately.
Really? Tell us about your stress.
Oh, man. I don't know what this dream is. Anyone out there got dream interpretation?
Interpret this one.
I don't know what this one means exactly. Okay. I dreamt that I was part of a Warhammer 40K Blood Angel regiment.
Okay.
And we had landed on a planet and we'd taken the planet over.
Yes.
And we had, like, sacked all their cities and we'd taken their Colosseum and turned it into our recreation area.
They were obviously evil.
Which?
The people you're
no,
attacking.
No, they were like these nice fairy people.
Oh, okay.
And I went inside the auditorium and it was like this weird rape world where all the space marines were like raping all these chicks.
Elf stuff.
Yeah. What does that mean? I wasn't doing that. I was just kind of there going, whoa.
An outside observer.
Yeah, well, you know, you're kind of watching yourself in the dream kind of
thing.
Oh,
okay. Third person?
Yeah. I don't know. And then I woke up. And it's very strange. And I'm like...
And you're strangling your wife. And
What does that all mean?
What does that mean? No, but I mean, seriously, like, you read about it, you wake up and you're like, whoa, dude, am I fucking sick?
Do I need to check myself like, in somewhere?
Like, before I got out of the army, I had this dream that I broke into this chick's house. I killed her.
Yeah.
I cut her up. And I had her in garbage bags. And I was trying to think of how the hell I was going to get out of the house. And I woke up and I'm like, whoa, dude, did I just dream that? That's fucked up.
Checking for garbage bags under.
But, you know, I'm like, whoa, danger. You know, and then you're okay. You dream about butterflies the next night, or flying.
That's right.
Or running on a beach, and, you know. Maka, sama, swing, pow. You know,
And my shoes started to speak.
You know, and so I'm like, whoa, that's fucked up. So all you dream interpretation people out there, get on that. I want to know what the hell that's all about. That's very...
No kidding.
Oh, very strange. Very strange. So we got the... I see. And so we just did. There's
how we doing?
The Sean Skye scan. I'm just keeping on track here.
Keep on schedule.
Keeping on schedule. And from Dawn, now you can get really sued. Now we can really get you sued now more than ever. So be careful. And there's a link here that we're going to go to.
Are we into the theme of tonight or no? Not yet.
Not really. No. Okay. But this is just an interesting point where it talks about being sued for what you say.
Oh,
free
great.
Speech and the internet. A fish story. Apparently, what this is all about here was about how this sleepy little world of fish and aquatic plant digest turned into this big lawsuit thing. The bottom line is, what you say in a chat room matters.
Oh, yeah. There's been a lot of companies suing chat rooms over libelous statements against their company.
That's kind
of fucked up. You can't say anything.
You know, that's...
Our stock went down because of what you said. You're destroying us. Sue everyone.
That was the other thing that happened in the dream.
You can't say things?
Sorry, I just read on the screen. Neuralize wrote chaos. Yeah, just before I woke up, the chaos showed up, and they started attacking. But they were like...
From Get Smart?
No. No, not Dr. Chaos.
Which chaos?
Space Marines. Like, there's chaos is what the Space Marines fight against.
Okay.
It should note that this was a really realistic dream, and this thing that was, like, all exoskeleton, like, jumped on me in his skull. He was trying to bite me, but he had an exoskeleton skull face, so he just kind of screamed, and the front of his face came off and shot at me like frags. Yeah, it was fucked up. But that's when I woke up. Anyway, so the chaos did show up, too. So you're going to put that into the dream interpretation. Well, that'd be a lot of fun.
See what the machine spits out for that one.
Yeah. But anyway, that story from Salon is a story of a multi-million-dollar lawsuit which has transformed a sleepy online community of aquatic plant gardeners.
Wow, like people are into that?
Into a hotbed of accusations of libel, conspiracy, defamation, computer hacking, infringement on freedom of speech, and even death threats. Dun, 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 dun.
Great.
Threats don't really scare me, though.
What the fuck was that? Oh, there's some piano.
There was.
Oh, it's gone. Damn.
This is fucking Ray Charles on Rant Radio here.
Dun, dun. Whatever. We'll update you if it comes back.
Not that I have a problem with that. I think there's
some jazz. Shut up.
I like jazz. I'm sorry.
Jazz.
No, yeah.
You're criticizing
when I'm
the
not
piano.
Here. When I'm not. No, but I'm not going to go bring my jazz into the industrial concert. I'm going to show up at Rammstein with a grand piano and wonder why everyone's kicking my ass.
Yes.
You know, that doesn't work. You keep your genres. It's like Anne Rice.
Anne Rice, what the fuck is the deal with Anne Rice, okay? I want to know.
Crossing genre.
I want to know what the fuck the deal is with Anne Rice, okay? She was in there. I was like, vampires. Oh, it's so beautiful. Anne Rice, okay. And I don't slip my horror into your romance section. What the fuck are you doing bringing your romance into my
your
horror section?
In my peanut butter.
Bullshit, man. You don't fucking do that. Well, 5 pages on The Color of Night and how my transformation is a vampire. Fuck off, okay? Blam vampires are pale, blood-sucking, fang motherfuckers, okay? And they got to get their heads nailed to the ground with silver mining picks. Thanks for calling.
There's no time for romance.
There's no time for romance. Oh, Lestat, we were lovers and we touched his buck. You know, and then Sean showed up and he put a spear through my head. Sproing.
Thanks for coming out. New Wog Mecha, the Vampire Buster. Ah, I sleep in a coffin and bullets don't affect me. No, right you are. Let's throw a PPC up his ass.
I swear to God, man. It just pissed me off. Man writes, I mean, she's got, like, she used to write erotic fiction.
And then she introduced the vampire?
And then she went into the vampire thing. Apparently she wrote this thing about the castrata, too. Remember a couple weeks ago I did a show on Farinelli, who was a castrata? Those were the kids that got mutilated so they could be singers and shit. They cut their nuts off. Yeah.
A lot of fun
to be a teenager in Italy, I tell you. That was a good time, man. I was just like, what the fuck?
Son, you're going to be a singer.
Ah! I'm like, oh, God! I'm alive. You know, no, sorry, it doesn't work. You know, ow. So I'd just be like screaming, ow, and, you know, I don't know. And the thing is that if once they cut their nuts off, it was a total crapshoot. They didn't know whether or not they would actually develop those, like, it wasn't a procedure.
Like, maybe it'll be good, maybe not.
It's like, put it on the block. Okay, then, we'll see how you develop it over puberty.
Put them in the choir.
What's your name?
Jimmy.
Jimmy. So it's kind of an interesting go there. So back to the bear in mind. I always talk about security a little bit online. Ooh, look at all the people.
Look at them all.
Look at them all. Look at all the people. I always talk about security. Bear in mind what you say inside the Rant Radio Room is probably being monitored, especially this show, because God knows I got a fat-ass file on me. And you too, Roto. Roto, they got a file on you.
Everyone
who's involved with cult, you better know it. You're all on a big-ass file. It
says FBI-ROTO.
Now, there's a guy named Justin. Okay? Justin is a very cool dude who is, I believe, is he getting named tonight as well? Is he getting named tonight as well as I go down? Yes.
His name is Justin.
Yes, he is.
That's his real name, I guess.
Well, I don't know if it's a real name, and I'm not going to confirm nor deny
any involvement with anything.
If that is his real name. And I've got a really cool name for him, but he's given me a bunch of links that we're going to post right now. Okay? On the How Stuff Works. And we got a bunch of them. We got one for nanotech. We got another one on how nanotech will work.
It's very simplified breakdown when you read it. It's very easy to understand.
You betcha. They also got one here on exoskeletons, which is good, which is how exoskeletons will work, which, of course, is the precursor to mecha, and could be argued that, you know, could be made mecha. I draw the line between mecha and power armor. If you move your arm and the arm moves, that is power armor. If you sit in a cockpit, it is mecha. That's
a joystick, yeah.
Yeah. Or depending on, even if it's neural interface, it's still mecha. Okay. I don't know. I mean, actually, come to think of it, because if you're in a neural...
I'd say power armor.
Yeah, I would. You know, even though if you're all in a fetal position in some kind of stasis...
Whether your brain moves your arm or your brain moves the exoskeleton...
Yeah, because I guess it comes from the implant. Yeah, I guess that would be power armor. Yeah, I guess so.
You're
It'd be
still
like
thinking
a man.
About it.
That'd be kind of cyborg, actually. Come to
that
write down
that would
that,
be
that
yeah.
would be cyborg. That wouldn't even be
it's beyond.
Yeah, that's ever. Getting it's getting into the cyborg man machine interface at that stage. There's one here too as well for jetpacks, which is one of his faves. Very, very sweet. And after you're done there, check out this guy's artwork at www.thegoonsquad.com.
Amazing.
The dude is amazing. I mean, he does very good comic style art. And Justin, if you're listening. Please do some art, man. I'd love to get I would love to get me in your particular cartoon style and some of those sexy topless snake bitches you got on the go on your website, man. He's got these sexy ass
Have
snake
them wrapped
bitches
around Sean,
with a
man.
With a marble. Oh yeah, some big killer.
Worshipping Sean in a big chair.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. You know, that one of them Frazetta kind of, you know, chick with the tiger and shit. Yeah. And I could blow it all up, and my wife will go, "What is that?" I'll say,
"I didn't do it.
I don't know. A guy made it for me. Take it down." Okay.
And then, those crazy fans.
Well, it's just my background on my computer now. That's all. But yeah, the guy's very cool. Check out Goon Squad. He's got some excellent shower material there, just say the very, very least.
very, very cool. And another interesting thing I got here was from Vampire This Morning, and she writes in. She says, I don't know if you really have seen this, but I thought I would send it to you and give you a heads up. It says to send it to Americans, but I thought both of you may meet only upon reading it for some reason, so I sent it to you, which is stoppoliceware.org. And what is that exactly, Sam?
Well, let's just take a look at it here. I did go to this before. I can't remember exactly what it was about. Oh, yes, I know. This is the thing that they want to put in every single device that you own.
That's right.
To make sure you're not pissing off Jack Valenti.
Right.
Because you don't want to make Jack Valenti mad because he'll kick your ass.
Yeah, they actually got all the the senator's home phone numbers here.
How handy.
For you to call them. So this is something that you want to check out. And definitely, it's for those of you who just download this and are not looking the IRC, it's www.stoppoliceware, all one word, .org. And that's where, W-A-R-E, not wares or anything, stoppoliceware.org. You want to check this out. This is some scary stuff. There's a lot of this kind of stuff happening now with Core Political, where they're starting to crack down, and it's only going to be a matter of time before We Rant Radio get a letter.
And something.
No, I'm serious. It's very true. It is only going to be a matter of time they're going to demand that we take
some records
down. I mean,
they're doing it in the States with that little intro piece that I'm playing. That's what they're doing in the States. We're safe up here in Canada for now.
For now. For how long? And so, I said it before, say it again, now more than ever, okay, you have to be very aware of the freedoms that we try to share here at Rant Radio. We try to get this out there.
And educate other people about it, too.
And, pass this around.
That's the important part.
Make it go, I'm not going down without a fight. I'm really not.
Oh, no.
We do want to keep going as long as we possibly can. If they tell us to take down stuff or they'll sue us, we'll take it down.
We'll put up other stuff.
But we'll put up other stuff, and then you guys, because it's all about you guys. But you guys, it's always been about you guys right since day one. It's always been about our listeners. It's always been about people who just, I'm the fucking man because everybody else says I am. And, I'm the fucking man because I say I am, but everybody else said so too, so it made me feel a lot better when I was feeling down. So that's one of those things you want to check out. Now, Human Shield, this is classic. This is probably going to be the motherfuckers who step up first. Is, you bet, you got it. It's going to be the Scientologist. You betcha.
Yeah.
And I'll be quite pleased. Now, this is a, this is a comparison. This is actually the pamphlet.
It's pretty wacko.
Well, it's from Church of the Subgenius.
Oh, they're pretty interesting.
And they got, they talk about how,
do people think you're strange? Do you? Then maybe you be on the right track.
Yeah. Whoa. Are you abnormal?
Then you're probably better than most people.
Yes, your kind shall triumph. Go down. I want to see what the next screen is. So it's very cool. And it's like a brochure in a Church of Subgenius. Like,
and save your sanity.
Yeah.
You pay to know what you really think.
Very cool. So it's kind of a slag on Scientology there. It's kind of a... Subgenius is hilarious. And he wants to check out Subgenius. It's very,
great
very
stuff.
Cool. So let's talk about Scientology. I've got an MP3, which was sent to me. Also from Human Shield, I think.
I made it into an MP3.
And, it came in as real media, and I sent it to my audio wizard, and he turned it into MP3. And we're going to play it here, and I believe it's a guy who is one of the major heads of the anti-Scientology movement, ripping apart...
President.
The president.
I think,
yeah, of the
Scientology.
Ripping apart the president of Scientology.
Well, it's Brian Gumbel interviewing the president of Scientology.
Oh, is it?
I believe.
Okay. Well, let's just play that for our lovely, lovely listeners.
Okay.
And, Yeah. That'll be cool. So let's go take a look at that.
Peter Jensch is the president of the Church of Scientology International. He's in Los Angeles. Mr. Jensch, good evening.
Good evening.
Those affiliated with Scientology ran an orchestrated campaign pressuring us to not run the piece you just watched. Do you not consider the mysterious death of a young woman in the care of Scientologists as a valid reason for outside questions?
I consider the fact that your people were given information, Brian, that they did not put on the show, and there were very specific information that they could have used. Joan Woods, the medical examiner, she never did the autopsy on this case, and that was known to your people. It was done by a Dr. Davis, and he did the actual autopsy on it, okay? And in his autopsy, he said he did not agree with Joan Woods, the medical examiner. Davis did about 25 autopsies. 24 were completed. One was not completed. The reason that one on Lisa McPherson was not completed was because his notes were not available. They were not available because Joan Wood, the medical examiner, destroyed those notes. Then she goes on national tabloid TV and starts blabbing about all these kinds of accusations and so forth. That is sickening to me. It is sickening that it has to be done that way when your people had the information. And then she says to Davis, who did the actual autopsy. Wait a minute. No, let me finish this one point.
Go ahead.
She did not let Davis talk. She said, don't talk to the media. Don't talk to anybody about this. Don't talk to the church. Don't talk to the police. And she ordered him not to do so. That's obstruction of justice. That's just one of the things that she did. Your people had that, okay? Why is it that's not there?
Mr. Jantz, your people were well represented in the piece throughout. Mike Rinder was well heard. Laura Vaughn was well heard. Let me ask you. Your people had every right to intervene with Scientology principles. No one disputes that. But at what point, sir, does Ms. McPherson have a right to say, I've had enough, I want out?
She didn't say that. And I have with me the psychiatric examination given here. She said, I want to go home with my friends in the congregation.
That was before the 17-day stay at the hotel.
I have right here. This is the document right here.
Mr. Jantz, your own logs show that she's fighting with your people, yelling at them, pleading with them, but they are not responding, not letting her leave. At what point, sir, does that become a legitimate case of someone being held against their will?
Our people were helping her in every possible way, and if you look at those notes, you will see very clearly that those people were heroes. They were taking abuse. They were attacked and so forth. They loved her. And the people who were saying these things hated her guts while she was a Scientologist. They hated her completely, and they hate her in death. Our people loved her. They respected her. And Lisa was a church member. She was always a church member.
Mr. Jantz, even if I accept that those people loved her and wanted to take care of her, your own logs clearly depict a woman with a deteriorating mental condition and failing health. Do your people have no responsibility to have those maladies professionally addressed?
You're saying the psychiatrist is going to do something that's just going to be better. You know, and there was a case in Miami, Florida, which dealt with directly, and there was a fellow who was also dramatizing like this and carrying on. You know what they did to him? 11 attendants jumped in. They threw a blanket around his head. They kneed him in the back.
I never mentioned psychiatrist, Mr. Jones.
No. Well, I'm telling you because that's what you're saying. You're calling those people professionals. They're not professionals.
She was failing physical health. Do they not have any responsibility to get the maladies addressed?
The last time when she started to deteriorate was very rapid, and they took her to a hospital. But those you're saying that should be a psychiatrist. I'm saying that if they went to a psychiatrist, she would have been destroyed by them.
I never mentioned the word psychiatrist, sir.
I know, but you and I talked earlier today, and I did mention it, and you know that that's part of this case, and you know that was part of the problem with this, okay? Psychiatrists destroy people's lives. They have the highest incidence of rape and so forth. She didn't want to go there.
They have the highest incidence of rape?
Of any profession. There's 2,500 indictments against psychiatrists in this country last year alone. Why would you go to a bunch of people like that who use electric shock and that causes brain damage? That destroys people's lives. She didn't want to go there. She had a right not to go there with a psychiatrist.
Niebuhr-Jentz.
This lady was taken care of. You know, Mr. Gumbel,
Niebuhr-Jentz.
That situation down there is bigotry, and I told you about it. We have the information. The 11th Circuit Court of Appeals said
Niebuhr-Jentz.
That there was a... there was a fervor against it. This is just incredible.
Sir,
they said it was certainly offensive.
Sir, I'm going to have to let that be the last word.
I'm sorry, but you know...
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Exploiting ourselves for your benefit. You're listening to Rant Radio.
Yeah, that's actually a good idea, Smokehouse. Maybe I should get that guy on the fucking phone.
The president of Scientology?
So, yeah, we want to talk about, you know, Scientology. Geez, you know, I could go down to the local Vancouver chapter with Sim and ask about, you know, getting these guys on the air.
Yeah.
And then what I could do is I could...
Don't invite them into my house.
No. We'll
just do a camera interview.
We'll do it over the phone.
Yeah.
No, we'll do it over the phone with the listeners live.
Yep.
And I'll give them a list of questions that I want to ask, and then I'll swap it on them. I'll ask them different questions. And that'd be a lot of fun. And then people can watch these poor motherfuckers squirm. Of course, you never get anybody on the horn who's really, really, you know, kind of, you know, dialed in. Like, they're not going to really have all the answers. They're just going to be, you know, lower church people or what have you. So, a little bit scary. I got a great big... Actually, not yet. I do have one from Ronan Sariet, of all people, sent me this one. This is an interesting... remoteviewing.com. Now, I don't know if you've ever heard of the remote viewing.
Remoteviewing.com.
So
you have to type that because you just added that in, right?
No, I didn't. That's been there since day one.
Really?
Yes. up. There we go.
Hello.
RemoteViewing.com. This is a school which teaches you astral projection, essentially. What they do is they teach you how to get out of your mind, go and take a look at something. Now, there's a book called Psi Spies, which I got, where they talk about the CIA actually did research with remote viewing. They're talking about using this to find Osama bin Laden. And these people actually offer courses on this.
Oh,
now, I'm sure, yeah, this is kind of an interesting sort of thing. I think that the lady who's running it is crazier than a shithouse rat, but, you know, if she happens to have a few things that are making sense, then fair ball. But, yeah, this is something to check out, remoteviewing.com. You might want to check that out. Go through it. Check out what their courses are. Maybe you might want to sign up, and that way you, too, can remote view your way at the Rant Radio Studios.
Yes, be here with us.
We can set up with the remote viewing cam. There'd be a lot of stuff to go on there. It'd be a lot of fun. And very, very cool. Very, very cool. Now, from Nomad and Coppertop, I've got the world's biggest link.
It's huge.
Which I'm going to now, work on.
It also starts playing some media, so I don't know if it interfered with the stream.
Oh, what did I just do? Oh.
Well, you can always undo whatever you just did.
I just deleted that Control Z. Ooh, look at that. That worked.
Oh, you can watch it on my screen.
Okay, Canada broke Cuba embargo, U.S. jury rules. Now, this is yet another case where the big brother, the United States, is beating the living snot out of Canada for no good reason. Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they do that. You know, that the whole wood thing. You know, there's that softwood lumber
wood,
thing.
Water.
Yeah, you know, here, take our water, take our land, you know, whatever.
Electricity.
Yeah, all that good stuff. You know, not that I really have a problem with that. I mean, you know, really. We're not going to give you our power, our wood, and our water. Well, how about we just park all our tanks in your country and throw you all in jail? Have some wood, you know? Have you got enough wood?
Right, want to come over for dinner?
But, I mean, it's just that I'm a big fan of honesty, okay? I like honesty. Don't fuck around, okay? If you're going to go and, like, steal a bunch of wood because you got all the guns, go and steal all the wood. You just got a bunch of fucking guns. It's not like anybody's going to stop you. What the fuck are they pussyfooting around about it? I mean, if you're going to shoot us. Don't fucking bore us to death. You know, what the fuck's going on there? I don't really understand what that's all about. Well, the political will. Who cares? Who cares what anybody thinks of the United States? Who cares? What are they going to do? Bomb them? No.
Yeah.
Are they going to invade? No. Do they have... They're the most powerful economy in the world. Why the fuck is the United States... Just even being nice to anybody, you know, I don't even understand that. I mean, what? What's the major threat now? China? Give me a break. It's a fucking joke. And I personally, I like Americans. Don't get me wrong. Most of my listeners are Americans.
I love America.
No, I do. I do. I think they're cool. I think there's a lot of very cool people down there. I mean, when I went to Burning Man, it was a good time. And I think that's the reason why the United States isn't assholes to everyone on the planet. And I think everybody else on the planet needs to realize that. People sitting back going, oh, fucking American. No, not fucking Americans. Because think about it, guys. I'm a Canadian here, okay? If the Americans wanted to be dinks, there's nothing to stop them.
Nope.
So they're not being dinks. What does that tell you? Most of Americans are not dinks. If the majority of the Americans were dinks, everyone would be dinks. There'd be a lot of dink policy going on there, okay? But there's not. So that means that on the whole, most of the American people are actually pretty cool. And if the people who crashed the planes in the Twin Towers had, you know, had half a clue, they would have been able to figure this out, you know, and not, you know, kill a whole bunch of innocent people, which kind of pisses me off. But anyway, now, I got another email. Check this out.
What is this about?
Which one? Oh, the big huge one?
The CIRA.
Yeah, apparently this is an automatic notification. This got sent to me. I got an automatic notification, so I took my spam from home and brought it on the air. This is an automatic notification. Please do not respond to this email. If you have a question regarding the CIRA board election, please submit through our inquiry and comment form available. Now, so this is the...
These are the people that register your .ca domains.
That's right. And the nomination period for CIRA's Board of Directors election opens April 5th.
Okay.
So does that mean that people could nominate me to be on the Board of Directors for the CIRA?
Do you want to be?
Sure, why not? What the fuck? If you want to nominate me, go there now. There's elections and all this stuff. I mean, you can write an email saying, I think Sean should be on because he's cool.
He's so cool.
So anyway, that's interesting. And I'm a little bit, why would we need a Board of Directors for the CIRA? Like, why would
people
we...
that... registered domain.
Yeah, why would you need a board of directors for that? Why
I don't know.
Would
they just
you
rake in money,
that?
And that's about it, and they type some things
sounds
on
like
the computer.
Sounds like a good job. Sounds like a good job. Sounds like something I should get involved with, you know? And absolutely, then we could... That's
pass
how,
out some nice CA domains
was,
to everyone.
And that was and that was how Rant Radio became corporately sponsored.
Why, thank you.
Yeah, so let's move into tonight's halftime music. The halftime music tonight, which while we're doing the halftime music, we're going to check our sound, our listener stats, because it looks like it's pretty fat right now.
It does look fat.
I got a good listener base going on here in the IRC. The halftime music, okay, is from Terrell this week, and it's a group called Corporate Avenger.
Taxes are stealing.
Yes.
That's the name of the song.
Taxes are stealing from Corporate Avenger, and that was submitted by our good friend Noah Terrell, long
Thank
time
you,
friend.
Terrell
rocks. And
actually a pretty cool song, pretty unique.
Yeah, is it? I haven't actually heard it. I haven't had a chance to hear it.
The rest of their stuff's kinda I don't know.
I'm thoroughly trusting Terrell, so this sucks.
I did listen to it.
It's not my fault. It's
acceptable.
It's acceptable.
Yeah.
Following that is a Porn on Beta song, Suburban Cowboy, but this one is a special remix.
Yep. It's actually a video remix, so...
Because there's a music... Does that mean there's a video?
Yes, a Sean K video with Porn on Beta. How does that work?
Oh, my gosh. So, let me get this straight.
It's not released or
anything. Self-worshipping Jesus?
How do I sign up?
Well, it's very inexpensive. So, what happens is that Porn on Beta, we shot a video for Suburban Cowboy.
Last year.
And they've been working on it ever since. I was fatter then. And I did some... like, the video has this ranting live, so this would be really... Of course, we probably shouldn't have said that. Where's the video? Give us the video! I'm sure that when the video's done, we'll put it on an SKTFM TV.
Yeah. Oh,
so
yeah. We'll put it all over the place.
Yeah, you won't be able to move without getting that fucking thing. So we're going to put just the audio from the Sean K remix of Suburban Cowboy.
So keep in mind, this audio is live from the shooting the video, so it is a video mix.
Yeah, that's his disclaimer, because he's anal about sound.
And also, I just mixed this today, so
yeah, whatever.
This is a beta mix.
They'll love it.
Rough
so mix. Let's check out Corporate Avenger from Terrell, and followed by Porn on Beta, the Sean K mix of Suburban Cowboy video mix.
Listen, you fuckers, you screwheads. Here is a man who would not take it anymore. A man who stood up against the scum, the cunts, the dogs, the filth, the shit. Here is someone who stood up.
Taxes are strong on robbery. The collectors of taxes funnel the majority of funds to policies and institutions counterproductive of spiritual advancement.
Yeah. a little tiny bit here in the grand fucking scheme of things, okay? Let's just be honest, let's sum up. Let's tell my parents what we really wanted to think, because they're long gone. I'm sick of their ghost fucking talking to me. Let me tell you that. I'm sorry, Dad. I'm sorry I was a failure. I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry my grande latte wasn't the right flavor. I'm sorry I was 15 minutes late for my fucking potty break from my cubicle. I'm sorry about that. I really am. You know, it makes me feel really bad that my multi-syllable middle management motherfuckers are going to be coming on to me, telling me that I didn't quite make my quota or my statement or any of that fucking shit. I hate it. I hate that crap. I've had it with that shit, you know? And I'm out of smokes. My fucking coffee fund is running over to $6 for a fucking venti size. Don't you feel all guilty about that? Do you feel slightly bad? I mean, come on, man. It's a coffee bean. What the hell? I don't even get it. I don't even understand, but that's okay. I got the solution. When the going gets tough, the tough goes cyclic. So that's what I mean, yo. The going gets tough, baby. The tough goes fucking sideways.
You're listening to Rant Radio.
Alrighty then. Now, it should be noted that that's not actually a rant. That was something we did for entertainment purposes only. I don't actually believe that, you know, people should run around and, you know, kill other people and their families and kids and stuff like that. It's entertainment.
That's all bad, you know.
It's entertainment, you fucking moron. So
if you like that, go buy our CD, please.
Yeah,
please,
if you like
my CD.
Yeah, go buy the... Actually, and another reason to buy the Porn on Beta CD is because it is a combination multimedia CD.
Data and audio.
Yeah.
So on the data side, there's Sean.
Yeah.
You get the first three episodes of Sean Kennedy Television.
So it'll be very, very cool. So if you want to check that out, you can. I mean, you can download them for free, but you know what the
hell. PornOnBeta.com.
PornOnBeta.com.
And check out the lyrics. Check out remixes that are on there as well. Whatever you want.
Now, I wanted to discuss a concept. I want to take a phrase. Okay. And this is about the core political. We're moving into a little bit. What do you say?
Oh, we had 78.
listeners.
Yeah, yeah, 78 listeners.
Yeah, right, right when I checked during
so
the song.
So that makes us, of course, the number one.
Number one, in industrial.
In industrial. So 78 is our current standing record for show 13. We'll see how things progress when we're at show 500 and we're several thousand or something like
yes.
That.
So like, bring some friends next time. Let's get that number up.
Yeah, you betcha, you betcha. So moving right along. Mm-hmm. I wanted to talk about an idea that I had.
Okay.
Which is, I want to discuss this phrase, you know, the clothes make the man.
Right. You've heard that phrase before.
Everybody's heard that phrase before. Now, my question is do the clothes make the man? Now, a lot of people will sit there and they'll go like, well, Sean, what the fuck are you talking about, man? The clothes have absolutely nothing to do with the man.
Well.
You know, I remember I was in high school, and my consumer education teacher, Wes Ackerman, good guy.
Yeah.
Really good guy.
Great guy.
Actually, he's a really good guy.
Yeah.
He's the only teacher in the school who taught a fucking thing. The guy was like,
yeah?
Yeah, he was a millionaire, and he lost all his money, and he's like a total wheeler dealer.
And he's teaching consumer education.
Oh, yeah. He's brilliant at it, too. Wes Ackerman at Lord Tweedsmuir Senior Secondary. Brilliant guy. Good guy. Probably taught the kids more than any other teacher there.
That's good.
But he said, the clothes make the man. Agree or disagree? And I screamed out, bullshit, from the back of the class.
And he said, why?
And he said, well, Sean, watch your language. And I said, well, come on, man. Give me a break. You know, I mean, the clothes do absolutely. Now, this is an interesting point, you see, because we're all sitting here in Rant Radio world.
Yes.
And we go, do the clothes make the man? And there's a resounding, no, they do not. That's the stupidest thing in the world.
I'm my own person. Who cares if I'm naked
or if I've got a suit on? Just because I'm wearing, you know, my chaps with no ass and I've got, you know, I look like I'm something off of Snuff X, that doesn't mean that, you know.
Still an intelligent person.
You know, just because I got tattoos all over my head, that doesn't mean shit. You know, lots of people do. You know what? I couldn't agree more. But there's a problem here.
You know you're a good person.
I know you're a good person.
Yeah.
And you know you're a good person. But much like war, okay, the reality of the big scary world out there is that the clothes do make the man. And that's...
Or the perception of a man.
Or the woman. And
yes,
we're speaking
in general terms.
You know, this is the expression is the clothes make the man. And unfortunately, they do in our society.
Yeah. What do you see first? You don't see their brain.
Well, yeah, and
you
people,
see them.
People judge you. They judge you by the company you keep.
So why do you walk up to a chick in a bar?
Yeah.
Because she looks good, not because you've got a resume
in front of you. And give me a break. You don't go up to a prospective, you know, mate in the bar who you're looking to get root on. And, you know, the first thought is, you know, over. You're not thinking, wow, that she's got a great personality. No, you're like, look at those tits. That's the first thing. That's a physical thing. It's got nothing to do with clothing. You know, but unless they've got fantastic tits, how they're dressed.
Or if you're at a goth club and it's skin tight.
Well, if you're at a goth club, it's all about tits. I mean, there's cleavage everywhere.
Pushed up and out.
Yeah, it's, you know, tissue's been padding where the good Lord's forgotten for so long, it's just been said. But anyway, you know, it's, I don't really understand that. Those bras, you can get those bras with the silicone, and they got, like, fake nipples on them and everything. You know, like, what? Like, why the fuck would chicks buy those? You know, what, do you think we're not going to notice?
After we take it off?
You know, the bra weighs a lot. Holy shit, you have no tits.
Where'd they go? Let me get that bra back on.
I thought you'd love me without them. Yeah, I would, but, I mean, you lied to me. This was a lie.
Yeah.
In the relationship, we started this relationship. I'm not hurt that you have small tits. I'm hurt that you lied to me. You know, it was a lie.
But now that I have your clothes off, I don't really care that much.
Yeah, no, make sure the lights are out. You know, beware the woman who undresses with the lights out.
Yes.
That's a little scary. I don't know if I agree with that. I'm thinking I'd like to, you know, see what's going on before you get deeply involved with this kind of thing. It's a little bit frightening, you know. I don't know.
But
back to clothes making.
Out of that gutter. There we go.
Yeah. It's true, though.
It's related.
And unfortunately, guys, suck it up, princess. Okay? You know what? The clothes do make the man. If you walk around with a Spawn t-shirt on all the time, no one's going to take you seriously.
Nope.
Okay,
maybe
so,
Todd McFarlane, but
you know, Todd McFarlane, if you're going on your way to the Doctor Who convention, then yeah.
Rock on.
Rock on, you know? When in Rome.
But you got to take a lesson from Jell-O. First time he was on the Oprah show,
he wore
dressed
a suit.
He dressed in crap clothing.
Oh yeah, he's punked all out.
And then the next time he came on, he was on in a suit because he learned from his trial. If you wear a suit, people will think, oh, he looks pretty nice. He's a respectable person.
And everyone booed Ice-T.
Yeah, well, maybe people like to have sex with a flashlight. Yeah, way to go, Ice. You know. Actually, I seen Ice on Jay as well.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How was he there?
Well, he came out to discuss his new show, and Jay Leno would only ask him about being a pimp. And he got really pissed off.
Oh, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah, totally.
Well, Sean, about that rant, don't kill yourself, kill other people. What were you talking about there?
Now, what were you talking about? Well, and that's...
Well, back to my show. No, let's talk about that rant five years ago.
Let's talk about that shit you were doing, you know, when you were a criminal and stuff. And it's really sad when they hide racism like that, you know, because that's what it's about. You know, Jay Leno, I mean, yeah. He's this fucker. You know, he's sitting there, you know, and he goes, and the fucking idiot goes and thinks he's all going to impress everyone by creating the chin bot and robot wars.
Oh, that was dumb.
You know,
that was
what
so dumb.
The fuck? You know, dude, okay, you know.
I can't remember if it was winning or not, but if it was winning, it's because he sunk $1 million into it.
No, it flipped. It was one of the flipper bots.
Oh,
you know
okay.
What I mean? Like, you know, goes in and flips the robot. I won! Aren't you cool?
That's not creative.
You know.
Sure, it wins, but
you know,
you won't get any
crowd
following.
Yeah, it's boring. It's like 1-0 hockey.
Yeah.
You know, nobody gives a shit. You know, yeah, it's a good defensive game, but, you know, it looks like hell. So, come on, just get with the program, all right? Just get with the program. So, that was part of it, is I think that, you know, improving on herself, and that was the theme tonight, was the core political, beat the core political at their own game.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to make a difference. I want to make a difference. I want to make a difference. That's why we're doing Rant Radio.
That's
why
right.
People are listening, because they want to make a difference.
Spreading the word. Spreading the virus.
So how does wearing a suit make a difference? Well, not exactly. Hear me out here, okay, guys. You're not cluing in, all right? It's not about wearing a suit, okay? It's about there is only one thing that you can affect, okay, in order to change things. There's only one thing you can do. And that is you must purchase a firearm. No, I'm kidding. I just thought...
Oh, God.
I just went... Sim's eyes are like, woo! What are you saying?
Hand on the slider.
Yeah,
volume slider.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Sean's not available right now. No, seriously. There's only one thing that you can do that will make a difference, and that is yourself. Do yourself? You want me to kill myself? No. I want...
Get the handgun.
No, it's all about you having control of yourself. If you can't control yourself, how can you expect to have control of anything else? It's all about control of self. And a lot of people, you know, they're like, well, you know, we're a culture which is based purely on convenience. We're a convenience culture.
Yeah.
We've been grain-fed our feedlots, and we like it. We like our constant diet of daytime television dribble.
We want everything fast, fast,
yeah,
fast.
Yeah, I don't want to go to the fridge. Can I just have the ABO bring my pop over to me? You know, bring me that sugar water and my 90 grams of fat and 7 teaspoons of sugar. Bring me that, would you?
Those are the essentials.
And I'm kind of tired. I don't want to exercise. Can I just take some drugs? To spike myself
exerciser
up.
On me.
Yeah, you know, and the biggest, what exercise machines sell the most? It's the ones that are the least amount of work.
Yeah.
Kind of weird, isn't it, you know? And all this stems back to people's complete lack of desire of control of their own lives.
Yes.
So
they want everyone to do things for them.
Yeah.
Machines.
And this was one of the things, when I started cult back in the day, like I was talking about doing the mental detox, okay? You got to fast the mind. You got to deprogram.
Yeah.
You know, and one of the ways you got to do that is you have to unplug from the modern media stream.
I think it was in Fight Club, too.
Which,
gotta let go.
Gotta let go. Yeah, it's...
We can learn a lot from Fight Club.
Good. You can learn how to occupy all your time answering emails from people who eventually hate you. But, no, seriously, there's a lot of shit that you can just do and accomplish in your life. People are like, well, you know, you're never going to take some dude seriously waving a sign who looks like a fucking total hairbag hippie.
No.
Sitting in the corner with a big blunt in one hand.
Five
and, you know,
teeth missing.
Stop the war! Yeah, you're effective, aren't you? Look at you, you weak piece of shit. There's absolutely nothing useful in those people.
People ignoring you.
Protesters piss me off. I'm saying you shouldn't protest. I'm saying if you're going to protest, do it effectively.
Do it the right way.
Do it the right way. One person can make all the fucking difference.
Let's announce our protest.
Yeah,
so
we're
going to
be protesting here from between 3 and 5 at this time. Now, granted, there's a good point to, you know, organize protesting and all that jazz. We're not talking about that here. We're just talking about people taking control in their own lives. I think that, like, right now, okay, we got, what, 79 listeners?
Sure.
let's say 79.
Close to 100.
Say 100. Yep. We'll round it up, okay? Because then there's people downloading this. Probably more than that, after the download.
A lot of European, whatever.
Oh, incidentally, for everyone who's downloading this in Europe and doesn't get it till later, we do rebroadcast on Wednesday at noon.
Yes, for you people in the other continents.
Yeah, so Wednesday at noon, our time, so
check the schedule.
Add some subtract 8 hours, whatever you need to do in order to make it happen, okay?
I think it's like, I don't know, 8 p.m. Green Mean Witch time or whatever it is.
And Nomad Coppertop has a thing here. It says, I work as an embedded system software engineer. We make stuff that makes Mecha tick. And from time to time, we have an interview from prospective engineers who want to be taken into our fold. Now, I know from Rant Radio that you're trying out this new image thing. You want to wear a suit all the time.
Okay.
Well, no, I am.
Yes.
Where you wear a suit all the time. This may be a good way to get implicit respect on the street.
Right.
However, a suit in an interview tends to turn my senses to the fact that the candidate may be a bozo, as in a clown.
Me too.
You see,
Don't go overboard.
For most people, we engineers are a sloppy bunch. Business casual is as most of us can manage, and a guy who shows up in a suit appears to be trying too hard to make a first impression. Sure, it pays to look good, but it's a sharp brain that we're after. You, of course, are an intelligent person and would be able to convey this no matter what your clothes. Good cover. just something to chew on. Well, fruit salad for the brain. Okay.
fruit salad.
Oh, gravy, God. Gravy for the brain. Okay, now, I couldn't agree more. Okay, if you are an empty suit...
Oh, yeah. If you talk loud and say nothing...
Then you're a salesman.
Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, we've got all the dynamic incentives here for real-time processing. There's nothing like this in an environment which meet the solutions for your company. What the fuck did you just say?
But what does it do?
Yeah, what does it do? Well, this is about the ideas of solutions. It's all in the applications, you see.
We're working for us, working for you.
That's right. And it all depends on what your needs are. It can be tailor-made to specifically your... Like, I can talk the talk, okay? I can talk the fucking talk, all right?
Done it before.
Chances are, I'll fucking do it again. I just hate it, okay? I hate that shit. It's all about being honest, okay?
Yeah.
But I'm not saying that if you should wear... And Coppertop isn't saying that this is what I'm saying. He's making a good point. If you haven't got a brain in your head, you're not listening to the show. Okay, I'm assuming that everyone listening is smart. If you're not smart... Okay,
probably not listening.
You're probably not listening, unless you're Lieutenant Major Zombie. Has anybody seen him in a little while?
No, I think I saw a comment about that. Where's Zombie?
Maybe
he fades in and out.
Maybe he died. I hope he's okay.
That'd suck.
Kind of miss him.
Yeah. Somebody find out.
Somebody find out where Zombie is. We miss you, Zombie. I don't know why. I guess he's just
been
around.
It's like that puppy that just keeps coming back after you kick him.
I fear change, you know?
If Zombie's missing, something's wrong.
He's a crazy guy. Boy, we were abusive to him, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Tell him to go fuck his mom and all sorts of bad back in the day.
Bad.
No, but seriously, okay, back to the clothes make the man. Okay, so it's assumed then that you obviously got a brain in your head.
You've got to have the combo, the suit and the brain.
No, well, you don't have to have the combo, but if you're stupid, nothing can help you. Okay.
No matter what you wear.
That's when you go buy the handgun and turn it on yourself. If you're an idiot, okay, you know,
wave a sign in the street.
You
or
know, go get a coat hanger, make a noose, do the right thing. You know, there's nothing you can do for stupid people. There are God so many of them. But if you are smart, you are an intelligent person, I have no problem with going down to the Purple Onion on a Sunday night, getting all blacked out, looking like, you know, your uber goth bitch. In fact, I encourage
you. Waking out to cool music, right?
You betcha. But don't expect that you're going to be able to live every day of your life and be taken seriously if you looked at you stepped out of some, you know, 13th century fetish magazine. It's just not going to happen, guys. You know, and people are like, well, you know, I should be able to live the way I want. You're right. I should be able to dress any way I want. You're right. I should be able to, you know, be heard for who I am. Couldn't agree more. But you know what? This is the real world. And there's a lot of really big shitheads out there. So suck it up, princess. Walk it off and get yourself a shirt with a collar on it. Otherwise, you will never progress past the barista face.
If you're with your friends or you're out at a club, wear what you want.
You betcha.
Have fun.
You betcha. I think there's nothing wrong
when you want to impress someone.
Well, it's not whether or not you want to impress. I don't want to impress anyone. Fuck everyone. Okay.
If you want to get them.
If you want to get somewhere.
Yeah.
If you want to do anything, you're going to have to look the part. And everybody knows that shit. And it's a big pain in the ass.
Yeah.
It's a big pain in the ass.
Taken down from the inside.
And I was like, oh, fuck you, Sean. You know, whatever, man. I don't want to hear this right now. Well, I'll get too fucking bad. Okay.
That's probably why you don't want to hear it.
That's why you don't want to hear it. And that's why you're still going to be working as
as a fucking gas station attendant for the rest of your life until you take the goddamn steel out of your face whenever you go to work every fucking day.
At least okay? Turn your cap forward.
Jesus Christ, you know, put the hat on, take the pant leg down, and go forwards, all right? You know, I'm all for it. You want to walk around
pants
naked?
Up.
You know, you want to walk around naked? You want to do your own thing? Like, shit, man, I spent big bucks on military apparel. You can't, I stuff.
You can live in that world, right?
You can. You know what? And when I have my clubs going and I've got, you know, the techno trance phase, you bet. No one's going to be judged on how they look.
Yeah.
But when dealing with the normals, that's going to be there. Okay? It's just fucking the way it is. So I agree with Nomad Copper Top. You bet. And now, if I know that I'm going to go be dealing with a bunch of bikers, I'm not going to show up in a business suit. Are you out of your fucking mind?
Because then they won't take you seriously.
Then there's the other issue, though.
Yeah.
Swearing.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Swearing, yeah.
Swearing.
Showing your intelligence through your speech.
Yeah. See, now this is one that I'm really got a problem with, and I got to get the internet to help me with this, because
Sean goes back.
I want to try to stop swearing so bad.
But he loves it so much.
No, I'm just used to
it. So much.
Yeah, everybody loves it. You know, everybody loves all their
swear. Sean, get all mad.
Just swear, Sean, get mad. Do your Samuel L. Jackson impersonation. What the fuck? What the fuck? You know. And
say what again, motherfucker.
One motherfucking time. You know, so it's funny because people like that. It's funny. And that's where I learned how to swear, was listening to Robin Williams and those guys back in the day, in the mid-80s, and that was it. So, thanks, Rob.
Where swearing made the comedian.
Yes, where swearing was the funny thing, you know, Chris Rock and those guys, you know.
Yeah.
It's funny stuff. And that's why I swore. So, you know, and I sit there, and I find that if I dress up a little bit, it's harder to swear. If I hang around, if I hang around with a professor, I kind of bring on a slight British accent, and then I don't swear at all.
Yes.
Yeah. But, you know, on Rant Radio, here
you
with all the
see him around some noofs.
Yeah, oh yeah, I'm brutal.
Oh God.
Well, you know, what's going on there? Welcome to the Sean Kennedy Show. Glad to see you all mutted down from the pans, yeah? Yeah, pretty bad. Dad's a noof, eh? Not much I can do about it. You know, blame it on the rain. So, the swearing issue.
Yes.
It's a bad, bad thing. I don't really know how to get around that.
I don't know.
Is there, like, I, you know what I consider?
Do you need to? Maybe treat it like a suit. Wear it sometimes. Don't wear it sometimes.
I guess. But it's bad because, see, what happens is I'll go, like, the other day, I was at this really, really big office.
How big was it?
It's like this big-ass office. The vice president was there.
Yeah.
And this person introduced me goes, this is Sean. He's a geek. He does computer stuff. And I'm like, I'm looking good. I'm wearing a sport jacket, stuff like that. And the vice president comes over to me, grabs my sport jacket, moves my lapel to the side, and says, well, I don't see a pocket protector, is what he says. Now, he's being funny.
Yeah.
But what's going through my mind at that time is, don't touch me, you monkey motherfucker, or I'll strangle you. Okay.
And at one point, Sean might have even said that.
You know, and I'm like, don't you fucking touch me. And that's when you grab his wrist and break it in three places. You like that, huh? How about I touch your fucking suit, cocksucker? You know, but you can't do that. You know, that doesn't go well.
He's the vice president.
Because he's the vice president. I don't care. It's not my company. My wife works there. I don't. So it's kind of...
That bode well.
Yeah, that is poop.
Honey, we're going.
Honey, we're leaving. You're not working here anymore.
But, Sean.
You're not going to fire my wife, are you? No, God, no, no. What's my name? John Kennedy. Say my name, motherfucker. You know, seriously. So it's a bad scene. You know, but you have to... You have to kind of mellow it out a bit if you're going to try to make it anywhere. Well, why the fuck do I care, Sean? Why the fuck should I give a shit about making it in the business world? I should be able to look the way I want. I should be able to talk the way I want. If they don't like it, fuck them, man. You're right. Again, I agree with you wholeheartedly. However, this is the really real world, princess, so suck it up and walk it off, because otherwise you're going to get yourself nowhere.
Yep.
A whole lot of nowhere really, really fast. And because I'm looking at some business venture, I went down and I bought some business books.
Yep.
And there's a book that someone's going to post, actually, in the RC. I've got a link for it right now, because I wasn't planning to talk about this. I don't like plugging a lot of shit. I plug shit that I drove. But there's a book called The Power of Focus, which is written by those same clowns who did Chicken Soup for the Soul. Now, you know, a lot of that stuff is like, you know, this really cosmic masturbation job where you sit there and you read it and you're like, oh, the world's an okay place. I'm not really into that, okay?
I feel better about myself.
I feel better about myself.
It's like walking away from a Henry Rollins concert.
I think I'm a winner, you know. Yeah, Hank. Good old Hank.
You're all very good people.
You're all good people. Thanks so much for coming out. You know.
I'm not saying that, you know, you got to sit there and start getting into all this Anthony Robbins shit. Far from it, okay? I'm not into the corporate cult structure. But part of their viewpoint where they sit there and they talk about how if you keep doing what you've always done, you're always going to get what you've always gotten. And we've all been distracted to the point where we've become good consumers. And nobody has taken the steps to take control of their own lives. We don't even control our diet. You know, it's
we're
all about...
We're told what to eat.
We're told what to eat. Fuck, you're told every day what to eat. You know, well, I'm not told. Yeah, look, dude, if I put you in a room, and I show you Coke commercials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, okay, and you come out of a room, there's a Coke and a Pepsi, which fucking product are you going to grab?
Okay? Well, you might grab the Pepsi because you're so sick of Coke.
That's not choice, motherfucker. That's programming. I hate to tell you this, okay, but you are a product of your environment. I agree with my man Jacques the other night who was on the radio. I agree with him. You are a product of your environment, but you've got intrinsic tendencies.
You only go for what you know.
Well, you go for what you know, but there's talents. Yeah. You know, people have talents and things that they're good at. And they sort of, you know, if they're predisposed to be, like, violent, you know, they have some violent tendencies.
Yeah.
You know? You're not going to have Charles Manson and, you know, some other chick, you know, fuck, have a kid, and that kid's going to grow up to be a saint.
Highly
unlikely. I don't know. But, you know, there's something to be said for that. You know, you want to make sure that you can get control of your own life. The only way you can do that is you've got to alter your software. There's two kinds of problems dealing with people in the world today. There's hardware problems and software problems.
Yes.
There's hardware problems, like the one Smokey's got, where his nerves are all fucked up.
Couldn't understand.
Yeah. See, the hardware problems is with Smokey's is his nerves are all fucked up. He's got a nervous system. He's got a deteriorative condition.
And it's not listening to him.
And it's a hardware problem. He's got no control over that.
Yep.
Okay, but Smokehouse's software, like Stephen Hawking's software, is all there. He's very, very stable. Good guy. I don't know if anyone's ever had a chance. Like, Smokehouse is always in there making really clever statements and stuff like that in the IRC. I don't know if you've ever actually read anything Smokehouse has written. Dude's very, very well spoken. So it's...
chat with him sometimes.
Yeah, chat with him sometimes. As a matter of fact, chat with him now. Smokehouse at rantradio.com. Just say hello. No, but seriously, there's a lot of shit that goes on that... you know, you got to try to keep control of. People are like, well, that's just so much effort. Yeah, guess what, guys? Life is effort.
It is. If you do nothing, you'll get nothing.
If you don't try anything, you're not going to learn fuck all. You know,
you'd never hear us if I didn't put this radio station on here. Nobody handed it to me.
And everybody, you know, is going on, well, Sean, whatever, man. You know, and everyone's all scared to make mistakes. Dude, you know how many times I have fucked up? Everyone wants to have this perfect thing happen. I fucked cult up. I was a big pinhead. I fucked up. You know, I made some bad calls. Maybe let some people in I shouldn't have. I responded in bad ways. You make mistakes. It's all learning.
Yeah.
Okay? And people are like, well, you made an error. And now in politics, well, when you were in high school, you got high. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, no.
Big fucking deal. How does this? I'd rather have a president who's getting a blowjob who knows which when to pull a trigger. You know what I mean? Like, Jesus Christ, guys.
I've never done anything in my life. I don't know what anything's about.
I am a perfect human being. Fuck that. Okay? That's just, now you're lying to me. You know, nobody's like that. Everybody's made mistakes. Everybody's got dirty little secrets in their closets. And the only thing you can do is kind of throw it out there. So people bring it up. Yeah, well, you know, I made a mistake. Well, I don't know if I can be around people who make mistakes. Okay, well, you're an idiot. Everybody makes mistakes, man. Fucking get with the program. Yeah. Well, I don't know if I agree with that. Suck it up, princess. I don't care if you agree with it.
You've
it's
never
the way
made
it
a mistake.
Is. Facts are facts. It doesn't give a shit about popular opinion. Okay? That's just the way it is. Facts are facts.
Yep.
And the fact is that if you try stuff, you screw up. That is a fact. Nobody has a 100% success rate. It just doesn't happen.
Nope.
All right? So you got to make sure that you're able to, you know, and if you read a book, you don't like it, great. Junk it. You read a book and you like two things in it, great. Do that. You know, it's all, it just makes sense. It just, you got to move ahead. You got to move ahead with your life. You got to kind of get some kind of direction going on. You're fucked, man.
Yeah.
You know, so how does people do that? And that book that I got, The Power of Focus, did somebody ever post a link for that?
I didn't see one, but if somebody could check that out for us, The Power of Focus.
Yeah, Focus.
You know who it's made by? No, just the same people made
Chicken Soup
for the Soul.
Kexler raises his hand. People are trying to get in there. I try to program my friends. No, you're not getting the point, guys. You're not getting the point.
I'm trying to program
the
my
only
friends.
Person, the only people you can program is yourself. That's the only thing. And you do this through...
Don't bother with other people.
Yeah. There's an acronym that I got called Be Alert.
which stands for Blueprint Action Learning Exercise Relaxation and Thinking. Be alert.
Yeah.
I'm going through this now. This is some.
I've heard that before. Is that from like military or just it's a general thing?
It's a general thing, but it's about, you know, controlling your life. The first thing you have to do is you have to blueprint. You have to lay out your life. You have to know like everyone. It's Monday night right now.
Yep.
What are you doing tomorrow? I don't know. I'm going to get up. Working. Go to school. What are you doing after school? I don't know. Well, you can bet that people are scripting what the fuck you're doing at work, and you can bet that people are scripting what you're doing at school. So if no one's scripting what you're doing in your own time, you're never going to get out of there.
And if you turn on the TV, people are scripting what you're watching.
And they're scripting what you're buying, and they're scripting what you're eating, and you're scripting your entire life.
So you better do something for yourself.
There it is. Griffin and Tantrix both posted it.
Thanks, guys. Boom. Both the exact same time.
But, there's a lot to be said there for, you know, you've got to blueprint your own time. You got to track. If you just, you know, keep track of your time. Take your blueprint. Say, what do I want to do this week? You know, never mind, you know, your goal forming and all this kind of stuff. What do I want to get done? What are the things I want to do?
Yeah.
Well, my room's pretty messy. You know, I've been meaning to clean that shit. Cleaning is therapeutic.
Yeah.
If I feel like scum, if you're hungover.
It's a make-work project, really.
Well, not really, because when you're done, yeah. When you're done, there's a huge feeling.
Oh, you feel good.
Yeah. I mean,
have you done anything?
Your fucking room. Clean your office. Everyone's desk is shit right now. Look at your desk. Look at your desk. It's disgusting. Look at that fucking desk. It is gross.
I clean mine up before Sean comes.
I mean, it's just fucking, well, not you, but I'm talking to the listeners. Look at all your desks. All of you right now. Look. Stop what you're doing. Look at your fucking desk.
Down from the monitor.
Look at that fucking desk. Jesus Christ.
Look at those pop cans.
Jesus Christ. Paper, look at all that paper.
Pens.
You know, are you going to ever read that mail or what? You know, what's going on there?
Look at that inbox.
Look at that inbox. That thing's out of control. Are you going to read that or what? Why do you just keep dropping, you know, take the receipts off your desk, okay? Stop just cleaning
that
your pockets.
That gas receipt from 2 years ago is doing shit all
you
for
know,
you.
You if you're not going to use it, get the fuck off your desk, okay? You got to get control. It's about control, and it's about control of yourself. All you people are, I don't care. Where I don't care is a part of your vocabulary. Get the fuck out of my show. You get the fuck out of my show if you don't care. Because if you don't care, you're useless. You're taking up space. You're a mouth breather, okay? Go back to watching the fucking whatever god-awful Weakest Link program they got going on there right now. You all the Weakest Link. Bitch, I will choke you the fuck out.
I want to watch reality TV because I don't have my own.
Yeah, I got to watch some reality TV because I swear to God. I swear to God, they should have voted me onto a Survivor.
Oh, God.
I'd be off that fucking island. Oh, man.
Maybe swimming away with people's bones strung together.
I'd be like, I'd be.
I made this boat out of skin. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Can we air this? I don't know. Can we?
I'd be fucking with the camera. They don't really realize it. You know, when the camera's just on me, I'm going to kill them.
All of them.
I've been thinking about it, and that blonde one. Oh, and everyone would be like, oh, God, they've got a psycho with the island. And only the Rant Radio listeners would just be loving that shit, you know.
Sean would make one show, and then you'd just not know what
happened
to
him. Yeah, you know, what happened to Sean?
Well, he got voted off. We're not airing that.
He got voted the fuck off the island. He disappeared, and he's working his way back to the island.
He violated rules or something.
Yeah, he's a bad person, you know. Right, you know, the one guy falls because you fail the challenge and you beat the dog shit out of him right there. You fucking fat piece of shit. I don't care what kind of goat farmer you are. You fuck.
What's
you
the name of the show? Yeah. I am the survivor.
I am survivor. Just walk away. You know, like seriously, we Lord Humongous Survivor Series. Yeah, it's bad. But getting back to Be Alert. Blueprint. Okay, seriously. You got to have a little bit of effort. Even if you just take a piece of paper, write down your day, and go from there. Now, there's a lot of stuff
that you didn't do
before. You got this thing in front of you called a computer. Now, aside from being a wonderful access to porn
and
a method to communicate and, you know, hand out, you know that porn is actually
listen to us.
Porn's actually addictive.
Probably.
No, it is. It actually is because if you jerk off, actually porn is not, but jerking off to porn is.
Yeah. Okay.
Because it creates...
Well, anything that gets you going, really. It's like the enabler to jerk off.
Well, actually, no, because it's the same thing as released when you shoot up. It's right. The same thing that makes you addicted to porn is gets you addicted to heroin.
Well, it's built into you. Why?
Yeah.
It's to spread population and
all the rest of it.
Further than...
Well, and the more you do it, the more you get hooked on the endorphins and, you know, it just kind of...
It's all good.
Yeah, never any harm. You got a wrist that you could bend bars with, but, you know, there it is. So anyway, getting away from that, but the computer is actually very, very useful.
Yes.
For planning out your life, for blueprinting your life. You got to do that. You got to go to Two Cows and download some daytimer program. So, you know, don't dread it like, that's it. I'm taking on the world. No, you'll fail. Don't set yourself up to fail. Just,
tomorrow, take over the world, 8 a.m.
Just you know,
no.
Catalog some time and make sure that you give yourself enough time. And then start blueprinting your life a little bit. Get some call. There's books you want to read. There's nobody listening right now who hasn't got a book they've been meaning to fucking read. Okay, so books, just write it down there, blueprint, to read it. Now, that's the second part of this, is action. You got to blueprint action. You spend 5 hours after the show, wow, Sean, you really inspired me. I'm going to do this blueprint, and then I'm going to do fuck all with it. You know, it's going to sit there and generate more clutter. You have to have action on that, guys. If you don't have action on it, it's useless. Okay, so it should actually be action blueprint, but that wouldn't be a good acronym because that'd be Eblert.
Well, you got to get the blueprint before you take the action. If you don't know what you're...
I'm going to do stuff.
I don't know what to do. I'm running around with my head cut off.
I'm dancing on the spot in my apartment. I'm Richard Simmons.
It's some action for you, Sean.
It's some action. I'm doing good. No. Okay. Once you have your blueprint, you got to follow that, okay? Furthermore, is learning. Read. Guys, read a book.
Okay. Read something.
After the show ends every Monday night,
we tell you we're books to read, don't we?
I recommend media. I was just going to say turn the show off and read, but then that would fuck over our future, our next people. Okay. In your blueprint, he's not?
No.
What happened?
So it's okay. I don't know. His computer's all foobarred or something. So no wind down tonight.
Okay. After the show tonight, turn the computer off. Let the little hum of the fan die. And it'll be quiet in your room, and you'll be afraid, but don't worry, it's okay.
Where's my white noise?
Where's the... Oh, God. Oh, God! There's no fan. just take it easy, all right? Just take it easy. Read. Okay, you got...
Pick that book up beside your
you
bed.
You got a fucking book that you've been meaning to read. If you don't have a book you're meaning to read, go back to step one, the blueprint, okay, and go to the fucking library. Get a library card. Take the fucking book out. Okay? And if you're looking for a book to read, take out Snow Crash by Neal Stephenson. Okay? If you don't want to take out that one, you want to start with a thinner book, take out Starship Troopers by Robert Heinlein. Okay? Can't go wrong. Very good stuff. You'll find that everything you read has an effect on your personality. You cannot change your software without affecting your personality. The more you learn, the more you know. Knowledge is power. That's true, but it's the application of knowledge that gives us power. Just being book smart doesn't do shit. Do you know how many book smart people there are who are absolutely fucking useless? People who can't do a goddamn thing because they've never applied.
All their degrees working at gas
stations. I got all this knowledge and zero mileage. You know, what the hell is that all about? You know, if you don't apply it, you're useless. This is why I got the most respect for engineers. Engineers kick ass because they're applied knowledge. Engineers don't got a lot of time for fluff. You know, engineers don't got a lot of time for, heavily styled, empty suit type people. But you got an engineer who dresses in a suit, he's James Bond. Okay, that's how that shit works. Engineers rock. Okay, I got a lot of time for that. Another thing you got to do is exercise. This should be exercise and diet. You know what? Almost every cell in your body replicates itself, I think, every 2 years.
That's what you said before.
So garbage in, garbage out.
Yep.
Stop eating fast food. You're overweight. You know it. Stop eating
fast
food.
You're sick. You're tired.
There is nothing nutritious in fast food. Nothing. If you ate nothing but fast food,
you would die.
You would die.
Slowly, but you'd die.
You die of malnutrition. You can have all the cheeseburgers you want. Now, don't get me wrong. I am guilty of eating cheeseburgers.
Sean loves his cheeseburgers.
I love my cheeseburgers with an extra barbecue sauce, which they charge me money now for, which pisses me off.
What?
Yeah, no kidding. How fucking queer is that?
Bastards.
I know.
Boycott.
But it should be, you should have some kind of exercise, ride a bike, go for a walk, do something, okay? Because you know what?
Push-ups.
Push-ups are gay. I've done more push-ups than God, okay? Just push-ups are stupid. All right, go for a walk. Do something functional. All right, don't go out and spend money. Go for a walk.
Walking's free.
Walking is free. Go for a goddamn walk. If you live on, like, the Lower East Side, then don't go for a walk because you'll get killed. Okay, I don't know, but think of something. You know what I'm talking about. Go to the park. Take a bus. Do something, okay? And then just get off the bus and walk around the park. Just don't take a bus to the park and, I'm really tired. You know, no. Stop. You know Pop, how bad Pop is for you? You know, I mean, don't get me wrong. I enjoy my Dr. Pepper better than anybody. But I gave it up a while back.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't had Pop in a long time. And after a while, you just don't miss it. Mind you, I'm hooked on coffee. But now I got to give that up, too. It sucks. And once you combine those three, you'll find that you're feeling better and looking better. And you know who doesn't want you to do this? the core political state. The last thing they want is a bunch of people that are out there. It's like you check out the Tao Te Ching. If people are kept stupid, they're happy. You don't want a bunch of educated people.
Ignorance is bliss.
Ignorance is bliss, baby. Let's keep all these people distracted. Throw your TV out the window. Yeah, there's some good programming on it, but you know what? There's not enough to justify having it, so get it the fuck out of your house.
How about this? Unplug your cable. Still watch movies.
Okay. All right, that's fair. Hook up to your DVD player exclusively. If you like the program, buy it and watch it. Or steal it and watch it. Do whatever. Acquire it and watch it. All right? But don't go feed me that shit. Well, I only watch the Space Channel. No, you don't. And there's haven't been a good Star Trek episode in fucking years. Can you give me a break? All right? Now, the other side of this is there's two kinds of people listening. There's the people who are going, well, Sean, I kind of agree with that, and I'd like to try to do something with it.
Yep.
Or there's people going... Actually, no, there's people going, fuck you, Sean, you're an idiot. And then there's the other half saying, yeah, I want to try that. Now, the thing is, if you start trying that, you're going to book yourself right in. You're going to become uber-wog, right? You're going to try to learn all this shit, do all this stuff. Okay, guys, hang 10, okay? Relaxation. Be alert. The R is relaxation. If you do not listen to what I'm saying, I know what I'm talking about here.
Sean burns out just like everyone else.
I burn out too. I am a bright star, but I will burn out. Okay? If you do not book time to relax, and relaxing isn't when I'm not learning computers, I'm going to build robots. That is not relaxation. Okay? Well, notice, no, it's not. You know it's not. Don't be stupid. Okay? This Rant Radio is my relaxation. Well, actually,
No, it's not.
I'm pretty bad at this, too. I'm bad at factory type relaxation, because all I do when I'm relaxing is I sit back and I go, wow, this is a huge waste of time.
I must do something.
There's so much, and I'm going over stuff in my head, which is pointless, and I decide, well, I'm not relaxing, so I may as well do something. You know, that's how my brain works. You have to factor time for relaxation. When you figure out how to do that,
okay, whatever it is,
let me know, because I need to work that out.
Staring out the wind, staring out the window of wind blowing in the trees.
Yeah, you know. And the last
thing, your cat or something.
Yeah, nice cat. The last thing is thinking, which means a review about what you're doing. Be aware. Life is not following a blueprint. Your blueprint is there. Life is damage control. Okay, you'll make a blueprint. Nothing will work on the way it's supposed to. It's all about damage control. It's about fine-tuning what you're trying to do. Ah, oh, I didn't make my blueprint. Yeah, but did you do more than you normally would have? Yeah, right on. You are taking ground. If you do not take ground, you're done. You can't be so hard on yourself. Our society is bred so that we want people to be perfect, and we're never going to find perfect people. Okay, you're never going to have these impossible space model types who are there with their makeup on, and they're looking like, you know, uber slick dude.
How many times have you heard of the vegetarian all of a sudden going wacko and going eating meat again? Like they try too hard, too extreme.
Yeah, that's right.
And then they just turn right around and do the opposite. Yeah, don't try too hard. If you do one thing, that's
guilt.
One thing more than you did
the
before.
The guilt in our culture is brutal. I mean, we all kind of
can't do everything. I won't do anything.
Yeah, why bother? It's all such a huge...
What is one piece of paper that I'm recycling going to do?
Yeah,
not much.
It doesn't make a difference. You know, what the hell? You know, no, guys, you can't set yourself up for a huge fall like that. If you set yourself up for a huge fall like that, you're done. You're done. You won't make it. Okay, so just, if you fall down 9 times, get up 10. That's the point. You gotta keep getting up. Okay? It's not how hard you can hit, it's how hard you can get hit. If you can get hit and get back up again, you'll be doing fine.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And there's a lot of people listening right now, a lot of people going to be downloading this, and they're like, well, you know, he's kind of got a point. Yeah, I've got a fucking point.
And you've heard it before, too.
You've heard this before. I'm not telling anybody here anything they don't already know. Okay? You want to get into some stuff, and you don't have to believe everything you read. If you don't believe everything that Robert Heinlein says, right on. Great. Wonderful. Does he have a couple good ideas? Good. Use them. The world is a smorgasbord. Take what you like, leave what you don't, come back for seconds if you're not sure. Okay? Just come back in, take a second look. You don't have to believe everything that these assholes say. You know, Anthony Robbins, he's kind of like a giant jackass with teeth, okay? But you know what? He makes a few good points. Take what you like, leave what you don't. Don't give him a goddamn dime. All right, because nobody's worth $11,000 for a seminar. Okay, suck my ass. It just doesn't work like that. All right? I mean, shit, I'm telling you all the same stuff he does, and I'm a hell of a lot more entertaining if I do say so myself.
I think
Awaken the giant within. Fuck off. Give me a break, Ant. You're the moron.
He is the giant.
Just have a carrot. You know, whatever. Dude's just brutal. So, Under recommended media tonight, I want to recommend that book, The Power of Focus. Check that book out. It's a very good book. And you know what? If you don't really dig this show tonight because I'm talking about how to improve yourself as a person, don't tune in, okay? Because this is the kind of stuff I want to start talking about. I want to start getting people walked, people listening in an intelligent way, ways that we can make our world better. This is about solutions, all right? We're going to be going over stuff to make the world a better place, be it destroy Scientology, building Mecca, building power armor, all that good stuff. We need to have that here and have a bit of fun doing it. That's the whole idea. But it's not a giant hand job, as Uncle Dak used to say. Okay, I'm sorry, which pissed me right the fuck off. All right. Fucking guy. This is just a giant hand job. Shut up, you fat.
And you're still here.
Whatever. So, mess with the normals. Your homework this week, get a suit. Get a suit.
Or at least get better clothing.
No.
A
no.
suit?
It's my homework. Fuck off.
What if they can't afford a suit?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Get a nice... Dress nice.
Yeah.
Dress like the normals. For 1 week. 1 week. Dress well for the normals. For 1 week. And notice the difference that people take in talking to you. This is an interesting experiment in social structure. Dress nice. Go to places where people don't know you.
Take down your spiked hair. Take out your nose ring.
Yeah.
See what
happens. Don't go to places where they know you, because they'll be like, what the fuck's wrong with you? Don't do that. No. Go to a place, dress nice. Go to some place where nobody knows you. Some restaurant somewhere. Maybe a coffee shop.
An art gallery.
Something like that. Hi. Hello. And people will talk to you who never talked to you before. And you're like, well, Sean, you know, my clothing is my identity. Is it? Is that what you are? You a dog collar? You fucking nose ring? Is that what you are? Are you your tattoos?
Are you that band t-shirt?
Well, I like my Marilyn Manson. I like Marilyn Manson too, motherfucker, but I'm not going to let him hold me back either. Okay? You know, Antichrist Superstar. Just fucking go with it, okay? Give it a shot. Tell me what happens when you did it. I'd be interested to get some emails, see what happens when people try this shit.
TheMan@RantRadio.com.
TheMan@RantRadio.com. All right. There isn't too much coming up in the way of daily events. I haven't got anything. But if you do have some events coming up in your calendar and you would like me to cover them on the show, by all means, send them in to me and I will make sure they're on the show. Now, digital baptism. Whew. Tonight, wow, I got 5 digital baptisms.
People hate their names.
One of the guys that is going out tonight is Cyber Wolverine.
Yep.
And he says, I hate it because it's long.
Well, we could solve that.
So I've got a very cool name for Cyber Wolverine, and I guarantee you I've seen this one around.
I've never heard of this.
Okay, yeah, it's Ojive. O-J-I-V-E. Cyber Wolverine, you are hereby named Ojive. And people are like, what the fuck's an ogive? An ogive, I learned this in the artillery. An ogive is the curvature of a round. When you look at a bullet, there's the peak, and then there's the base, and there's that curve that goes from the bullet tip down to the base.
Okay.
That curve is the ogive.
Oh, very cool.
Very cool. So Cyber Wolverine, you are now... Ogive. Striker! Striker, you are hereby decreed. I hereby name you... Botweiler. Go forth, Botweiler, and multiply. Justin, who is an amazing artist, he gets a very special name tonight. Justin, you are now known as Id Fungus. That's I-D Fungus. Id Fungus, like the fungus of the brain. So, Justin, I hereby name thee Id Fungus. Brain Eater Mike is another fellow. Brain Eater Mike. You are now known...
I agree that name's pretty bad.
That is a bad name.
Brainerd
Mike, fear not anymore about your bad name, because now you are known as The Shard. S-H-A-R-D. Or S-H-4-R-D, if you wish to be leet.
Yes.
So, Brainerd Mike is now The Shard. And Darkhound. Darkhound, this one is a little bit good.
And it's related.
Darkhound, you are now known as Tyndalos. As in the Hounds of Tyndalos.
T-I-N-D-I-L-O-S.
Actually, that spelling may be wrong.
It may be wrong. Look it up.
So that's why I didn't spell it. But do a search for Hounds of Tyndalos, and you will reference that. That's an H.P. Lovecraft. So, Darkhound, you are now Tyndalos. That is your new name. So, let's give out some special shouts out. I want to give special shouts out once again to Leshek, who did some very, very cool stuff. And
Templar Knight, do not get a digital baptism.
That's an awesome name. I love Templar Knight.
Templar Knight? No, he'll never get a digital baptism.
He's asking. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Should I?
No.
No.
You should not get a digital.
No.
TK, you're like a fucking institution, okay? Give me a break.
I'm stuck with you forever.
And it's like me. If I tried to change my name, do you think
it would be a go?
No.
Sean.
Whatever, yeah. Sean. Yeah, whatever. No, I'm lead hacksaw guy. No, they won't. They won't buy that shit.
You're not Sean.
Special shouts out to Leshek. Make a show, okay? Do it. IRC readout. Going through the IRC tonight. We have in the shop right now, we've got Smokehouse, the Snake, African Love Turtle, and his mom, Mrs. African Love Turtle. Artemis. Hey, Artemis, right on. Oral Sex. Botweiler. Kleinkamp. Good name. Countersink. Is that Dark Hound or is that Tindalos?
Dun, dun, dun.
I don't know. Delamorte, Dr. Zodiac, Decker Casey, Notion, Fight Dapawa, Foxy, Frozen Fox AFK, Genesis, God Money, Gorka, Griffin, Gun Tape, Vampire This Morning, Half Elf, Hybrid Theory, Hybrid Rainbow, JoJo the Dog Face Boy, Kexler, Crazy Fuck, Leshek, who's really smart, Lentium, Menace, Mr. Echo, Ness, Neuralize, Psycho Wolf Fuck, Cypho Wolf Pop, Rat Fucker, Roto, Simplex, Soldier, Sparky, Tantrix, Daude Cheese, Templar Knight, Test Subject, Transistor, Trotsky's Ghost, Terrell, Dawn, Vatterkrieg, welcome. Wildcard, hey buddy,
hey.
Zerstor, Pyro, and Laboratory Rap. So,
Rat.
Laboratory Rat. As Joe G. Secret in them, boy. Okay,
and,
so.
And Oral Sex has not gotten any flyer ideas, and he needs some flyer ideas.
Oh, yes.
He's got access to something he can print up a ton of flyers on for the show, for Rant Radio and Sean Kennedy. So send some flyer ideas of stuff, just a big mix. And here's his email address in the IRC, mediawhore@telus.net. So if you've got some, like, really cool pictures, just put, like, Rant Radio on it and Sean Kennedy. Don't put times or days or anything because you know those could change. Just put, like, www.rantradio or whatever on there, right? Just make it look cool so he can, like, hand those out or I can send them out with things or something like that.
Vampire This Morning called me illiterate.
Illiterate.
Yeah, she said I was illiterate. I'm not illiterate. Both my parents are married. Fuck off.
How dare you?
How dare you? all right, so in closing tonight, I just wanted to say thanks to everyone for showing up and
bring more.
And coming out. Yeah, you bet. I am Sean Kennedy, your open source celebrity. You are free to distribute this program any way you see fit. You can hand it out to people who can listen to it in class when you should be doing math, but you should probably turn it off and actually do math. Otherwise, you
listen
want
to do it later.
Otherwise, you want to be a Rant Radio DJ adored by millions and being broke.
That would suck.
It does suck. So make sure that you are staying in school, kids. No, you're free to distribute the show, hand it out, make tapes, make a media of the show, hand it out to people you don't know, monster trucks, do everything you like, no problem. If you want to be on Rant Radio, like Leshek, we need the programming. If you have ideas for a show, even if it's a show just about political stuff, a show about whatever, shows about themes, whatever.
Shows about you.
Shows about the Leshek show. You want to do it, email info@rantradio.com and we will set it up. And we're actually kind of friendly, okay? We're not going to rip your
friendly.
Thing. Don't be scared.
Hey, and if you want to get on my spam list so you can be reminded so you won't miss the show live, it's ICQ51555-8.
There you go, and absolutely no problem.
Or
and once again,
to
if you want to get a digital baptism, if you want to go and...
If you hate your name,
email me and say, I want to be digitally baptized, this is my old name, give me a new name. And I'll do it in the next show, okay? And did you get shocked again?
Yes, I moved my feet. I, like, stretched out my legs, and I
think you're doing it on purpose.
I am not.
Why are you rubbing your nipples with it, then?
Fuck off,
don't you do that to me. You're going to look awful funny with that microphone up your nose.
Yeah, I will.
All right, so that's it for tonight's show, guys. I guess you got your 2 hours worth out of me, so you should be having a good
yeah,
time.
Yeah, bastards.
All right, have a good night, and make sure, special shouts out to all your listening parties. You guys got listening parties, let me know. I have no problem giving shouts out.
Gather around.
Sim never spams me anymore.
I do.
He does.
Maybe you're just offline.
All right, guys. Hey, be cool, everybody, and think about what I said. Give it some thought. If you want, got something you want to say, email me, theman@rantradio.com, and I will talk to you later. So you say you gotta know why the world goes around, and you can't find the truth in the things you've found, and you're scared shitless 'cause evil abounds. Come join us.